I will start all over again. Aroha mai nā nāian, ata mārie.
Morena, morena.
Morena. So New Zealand First advocates for the reintroduction of referendums to overturn Māori wards. What do you think about that?
Yeah, look, it's a retrograde step and it won't do anything at all to ensure that local communities are having more of a say about what's happening in their community. And we have to remember that in significant parts of New Zealand, Māori make up the majority of the population. Take the far north, for example, the Bay of Plenty, and in other pockets of the country, Māori have not had any type of representation to adequately reflect their contribution to community wellbeing, regional growth and economic development, but also just to have a say on what's happening within their community. So a retrograde step. I don't think it will be a true reflection of what people want to see at a community level. Now that we have had Māori wards established, those Māori voices around the council decision-making table are making a huge and positive contribution to the lives of their community.
Yes, what I've noticed is that some of the areas that were against it have actually found out that Māori representation doesn't mean that nobody else has a voice.
Well, we've got to remember that since the inception of local government, it was based on land holding. And we have had a checkered history, in fact, a very negative history in the way in which Māori have been disenfranchised from having a say because of the land holding basis. So my rohe in Waikato, because of Raupatu, we have never, ever had the success in terms of representation around council decision-making tables because of the confiscation of land. Take, for example, the comparator. Rural communities have a significant say on councils in our area because of their land holding. So there's no equity in terms of our ability to participate in democracy based on the institutional foundation of how local government was established.
It's it is another retrograde step, but what do you think of the public service, which is seeing unprecedented, well, slash and burn, we're calling it? Are we, as the public, losing?
I think the quality of policy decision-making and the like may well suffer, but we've got to remember that that teachers are a part of the public service. Nurses are a part of the public service, you know, as well as those in Wellington. I think much of the focus has been on Wellington, but the public service means those key services that we all rely on so that our kids can go to school and get a good education, so that our hospitals are well-staffed and things like that. So let's not lose sight of the fact that these cuts will have steep and far-reaching impacts into our community. But, you know, the public sector has been through that before under a government of a similar hue, and they know what to expect in this situation. So, you know, it's a tough time for a lot of our whānau and our community who are going to be impacted by those cuts. And so we need to be continuing to put pressure on the government to say that the quality of our public services cannot be diminished as a result of these slash and burn tactics.
There seems to be a part of the coalition government that has relentlessly attacked all things Māori. Do you think Māori public servants will be particularly affected?
Well, they are already. Now, there's no doubt about it. But they have been through this cycle before, again, with a government of this hue, so they understand what they are dealing with. What we need to do in the public sphere is continue to put pressure on the government not to drop the quality of public services that we expect as taxpayers and contributors to the society. So more pressure on the government to perform. But what they seem to be doing is they want more for less from the public service, and that will lead to burnout, that will lead to people being very despondent in our key areas for the public sector, and we really, none of us can afford that.
We seem to be losing, well, you know, there's some, and within the public service, there's a lot of specialists. Will we, our specialists be lost to us?
Well, it's hard to tell. I think the decisions are made department by department, ministry by ministry. So the extent to which the depth of those cuts will be felt may possibly be variable. But I can say, without a shadow of a doubt, that those Māori public servants who are specifically supporting the capacity of Māori growth and development across the public service are feeling very vulnerable. So it's a tough time for them.
Oh, aroha atu, kia rātou. Hey, but after all the doom and gloom, Tani Whārau celebrates its 80th birthday. Did you manage to get to the celebrations?
Yeah, the Tani Whārau Rugby League Club in our area is the longest-standing Māori Rugby League club. And to appreciate that history, you know, there was segregation in the rugby league community too way back in the day. So, you know, tupuna from our club said, well, we're not going to have this, we're going to set up our own club. So 80 years strong. We have strong development grades in both men's and women's rugby league now, but also netball, and now growing the pipeline of opportunity so that our kids can have a pathway through sport to grow their leadership potential, their sporting excellence and prowess, and perhaps, you know, be scouted and then get into the NRL. And on that note, you know, I have to go back to the days of my dad when he thought, no, New Zealand needs an NRL franchise, and Tainui were an early contributor to securing the Warriors as a New Zealand-based franchise so that we wouldn't be totally owned by Australia, and that we'd have our own pipeline to get our kids and our sporting athletes into the NRL.
Yes, oh, that was, and it seemed to be bearing fruit this weekend for a change.
Yeah, look, the celebrations are over this period of time, but there was a dinner at Hukanui Aumuri Marae where many of our elder members and newly ascribed life members were recognised. But, you know, there's a rolling set of events to celebrate within our club and to acknowledge our early founders that made it all happen. So, yeah, there is a lot to celebrate in all our communities at a local level, and we should be doing that.
Ka pai. And what's up for you for the rest of the week, Nanaia?
Yeah, well, over the weekend I attended the Pokai at Hūria, so that was a great event, and King Itu Heiti has just recently returned from the Cook Islands, having signed the an agreement with leaders across Te Moananui Akiwa to protect our oceans. So that's a really good affirming statement for Te Rere Māori that we want to look after our oceans. We're worried about sea level rise, its impact on Te Moananui Akiwa and our neighbours. And then got a bit of time to do some quality whānau time, and this week I'll be in between doing things with my iwi. But tomorrow I've got a pōwhiri down in Te Nehenehe Nui and being inducted into the commercial board for Ahu Ahu. So I'm looking forward to putting some effort into Maniapoto and carving out our next steps as we go forward.
Oh, excellent. Well, congratulations on your position with Te Nehenehe Nui. I'm sure they're going to appreciate the vast experience and knowledge that you bring to your role. Ngā mihi nui kia koe.
Kia ora, and thank you for the opportunity to have a kōrero this morning. Kia pai tōra.
And that was Nanaia Mahuta.